Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. You're here with Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for a year in the Word. You know, we live in a time when knowledge is readily accessible, and many don't even know what's contained in the words, in the pages of the Holy Bible. It's in its pages is a wealth of restorative power that if we utilize it and if we are obedient to its precepts, it will actually bring forth life. Amen. We must be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the word. And I do thank each and every one of you for joining me through this journey in the Word of God, through this journey in a year in the Word, as it is entitled. I want to thank each and every one of you for being with me each and every day. And for my new listeners, welcome. I so appreciate you being with me. I anticipate and I pray that these sessions be uplifting for you. Amen. I'm praying that the anointing of God Almighty overtake your life, move in the atmosphere, and extract those things that have been hindrances to your life so that you come to know Him better and know Him more, and even have this cause you to, I was trying to think of the right words, but what I'm thinking is to hunger and thirst, amen, for more of God and more of godliness, more of holiness, and to recognize the times that we live in, because we live in a day that is evil. We see and we hear violence all around us, and it is horrific, absolutely horrific, what one human being will do to another human being because that particular person doesn't look like them. Oh, we were all created by the one God, the one true and living God. All of us were created by Him. And He expects the same thing from each and every one of us, no matter what your nation, no matter what your ethnicity, no matter what race you are. His expectation toward each and every one of us is the same. And that is that we live holy, that we live upright, that we love one another, that we treat our neighbors better than we treat ourselves. He has one expectation. And so we ought to expect more of ourselves and of each other. Amen. As we come to know the Lord better, you won't be able to help but to see your neighbors differently than you had seen them in the past. Because as the Spirit of the Lord enlightens you, and as you make Him a part of your living, because that's the only way we can become alive, is to have the Spirit of the Lord in us, because sin causes death and it makes us dead indeed. Even before we hit the grave, we are already dead if we have remained in sin. But the blood of Jesus, it covers our lives and it covers that sin so that the Spirit of the Lord sees it no more. As a matter of fact, He said our sin, oh, glory to God, is far away from us as the east is from the west. When we repent, amen, and turn away from those things and put on our holy garment, which is the Holy Spirit, and have Him living and moving and abiding and directing us. All glory and all praise to God Almighty this morning. Amen. I'm reading, and you will be hearing from Job chapters 17 and 18 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. That is where we're coming from on today. Amen. I'm looking for great things from the Lord. I have an expectation. I expect a miracle every day because my Father is rich in houses and in land, and His wealth, amen, is beyond what I see and beyond what I know, beyond what I can feel, beyond what I can smell. Hallelujah. God changes everything He touches. Glory to God. And He reigns on all of us, whether we are just or whether we are unjust. But those that have chosen to live according to His precepts We, hallelujah, for us, no weapon that is formed against us can prosper. No weapon. It might form, but it cannot prosper. And glory to God, every word that is written in the Word of God is yes. Every promise is yes and amen for us. There are benefits to loving the Lord and to serving Him. Amen. And I believe it's in Psalms 103. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Hallelujah to God. I give glory to the God of my salvation. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray so that we can read in Job on today. I won't be before you much longer. We're only reading in two chapters. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we come humbly once again, oh God, bowing ourselves in your presence, Lord God, and surrendering, Lord, to you, surrendering to your glory, surrendering to your might, surrendering to your will, surrendering to your redirection, oh God. Oh, Father, we humble ourselves before you right now, Lord, that you might make us what we ought to be, not what we think we should be, but what we ought to be. We are what you say that we are on today, Lord. It doesn't matter what somebody said in the past or even how we might have been raised. And, Lord, we know you purposed us to be raised by the parents that we were raised by or by the people that we were raised by. You purposed us to be in that place. And we don't always understand why that was, because for some it wasn't a good place. But, Lord, there is something that you place in each and every one because of those circumstances. There is a strength and not a weakness that you put in them because of where they were raised. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking that you ignite, oh Lord God, every purpose right now in the name of Jesus. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, move every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy, every demonic life to destroy us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move right now, oh God. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, today because you are the lifter of our heads and you are the Lord strong and mighty. And every battle is yours, Lord God. Oh, you battle for us on this morning. Somebody, Lord God, has their head down because they don't know what to do now. Somebody is sick and wondering where you are right now, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, come to our rescue on today. Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle, move, oh God. Everything that is not like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And begin to speak, Lord God, into the storm, Lord God. And I speak in the name of Jesus through every storm and through every darkness. Let there be light. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. I speak life into every circumstance that has spoken death into your life. I speak life in Jesus' name. Let there be life right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The word says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. We shall live. Hallelujah. The devil is not going to take your mind. He is not going to take anything from you that God will not recover. Glory to God in the highest. I give you praise and I give you honor right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, and I can speak as one that has sustained many losses, but I give glory to God on today because even the things that I've lost, God has given me double and so much more than I lost. Glory to God. And everything I lost was not physical things. Everything I lost was not tangible. But God can replace it all, and he has, and he will. We're reading in Job, and we're on the 17th and 18th chapters. And it is a hard read because he went through a difficult circumstance. But stay with me even as we read this. Every Friday we'll be reading in the book of Job until we have completed it. Amen. Stay with me as we read this. Yes, he went through some difficulty, but look at the other side of it, where God replaced, restored. He restored his life. He restored everything that he lost. Everything that he lost, the Lord restored it, because he held on to the Lord, and he was faithful even though he became in despair. He was still holding on to the fact that God is God. Telling you, he is God, control of all things. Glory, I thank you, Jesus. I bless your name in each and every hearer right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, oh God, in every circumstance, Lord God. Change every life. Lord, let each and every one know that your spirit is present even in this hour. Oh God, move right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, you hear even the secret prayers in the hearts of each and every one that is listening right now. Lord, I lift those prayers up before you, Lord God, and I lay hands, Lord God, on those prayers, and I ask, Lord God, that you move on their behalf. Lord, you know best what is needed, Lord, in each and every one of our circumstances. We're just asking you, Lord God, that you move, and we know that you love us, and everything you do is good, so it's all good in the name of Jesus. Father, open our eyes and open our ears, open our hearts on this morning as we read in Job chapter 17 and 18. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. I am reading and you are hearing from Job chapters 17 and 18. Amen. In this particular part, portion, Job is praying for relief. Amen. And I know so many of us have had those kind of prayers. Lord, why am I still here? When are you coming? Lord Jesus, help me. Help me. He said he was a present help in the time of trouble, and he will come. Amen. Right on time. The Lord is never too late. Sometimes it feels like to us that is late, but he's never too late. He knows exactly what he's doing. And I give glory to the Lord because I have a testimony. Oh, glory to God that speaks to exactly that. I have had some circumstances where it felt like the Lord was just so far away from me and he wasn't coming and I needed help right now. But I mean, when the cavalry came, it came and the Lord took over and he wore me out and overwhelmed me with blessings. Hallelujah. I am the blessed of the Lord, and I, all that I have, to the glory of God Almighty and to his grace, he has been gracious to me. Hallelujah. Let's read in Job 17 and 18. My spirit is broken. My days are extinguished. The grave is ready for me. Are not mockers with me? And does not my eye dwell on the provocation? Now put down a pledge for me with yourself. Who is he who will shake his hands with me? For you have hidden their heart from understanding. Therefore, you will not exalt them. He who speaks flattery to his friends, even the eyes of his children will fail. But he has made me a byword of the people, and I have become one in whose face men spit. My eye also grown dim because of sorrow, and all my members are like shadows. Upright men are astonished at this, and the innocent stirs himself up against the hypocrite. Yet the righteous will hold to his way, and he who has clean hands will be stronger and stronger. But please come back again, all of you, for I shall not find one wise man among you. My days are past. My purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart. They change the day into night, and light is near, they say, in the face of darkness. If I wait for the grave as my house, if I make my bed in the darkness. If I say to corruption, you are my father, and to the worm, you are my mother and my sister, where then is my hope? As for my hope, who can see it? Will they go down to the gates of Sheol? Shall we have rest together in the dust? Then Bildad the Shuhite answered and said, how long till you put an end to words? Gain understanding, and afterward we will speak. Why are we counted as beasts and regarded as stupid in your sight? You who tear yourself in anger? Shall the earth be forsaken for you, or shall the rock be removed from its place? The light of the wicked indeed goes out, and the flame of his fire shall not shine. The light is dark in his tent, and his lamp beside him is put out. But the steps of strength are shortened, and his own counsel casts him down. For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walks into a snare. The net takes him by the heel, and a snare lays hold on him. A noose is hidden for him on the ground, and a trap for him in the road. Terrors frighten him on every side and drive him to his feet. His strength is starved, and destruction is ready at his side. It devours patches of his skin. The firstborn of death devours his limbs. He is uprooted from the shelter of his tent, and they parade him before the king of terrors. They dwell in his tent who are none of his. Brimstone is scattered on his dwelling. His roots are dried out below, and his branch withers above. The memory of him perishes from the earth, and he has no name among the renowned. He is driven from light into darkness and chased out of the world. He has neither son nor among his people, nor any remaining in his dwelling. Those in the west are astonished at his day, as those in the east are frightened. Surely such are the dwellings of the wicked, and this is the place of him who does not know God. I have read and you have heard. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Job chapter 17 and 18. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you. Please stay with me as we continue in this journey through a year in the word. Amen.